Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so happy to see you today. Well, I hope that you have your helmet, a bike, and some snacks, because it's time for you to go for a bike ride.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, I see. You don't have a bike? And yes, that's right. You want to watch today's TV program, don't you? Well, in today's lesson, you are going to learn about a biking festival, so don't go anywhere quite yet. Well, this biking festival just might involve
Reformation.
Biking. Today's lesson is called Taiwan Cycling Festival. And the first thing we're going to discuss is Formosa 900. Yes, you are going to find out what Formosa 900 is all about. And you're going to learn about Sun Moon Lake Come Bike Day. Sun Moon Lake Come Bike Day. Well, this lesson sounds so exciting. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go talk about biking. Let's go.
Taiwan Cycling Festival. Formosa 900. Not too long ago, only those who were extremely courageous and strong attempted a round the island bike tour. Today, biking around the island is a rite of passage for any true cyclist. It has become a goal of many regular folk too. The Formosa 900, a 9-day ride with international teams, fulfills the dreams of many to bike around the island. The event started after Giant, the well-known Taiwan-based bike manufacturer, took its global managers on a round-the-island bike tour. Besides emphasizing fitness and team building, the tour also allows one to see Taiwanese culture up close and personal.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 Rite of Passage 这个名词。Rite 是指仪式或宗教礼仪。Passage 是指旅程。所以 Rite of Passage 原本是指成年礼。在这里是指人生重大阶段的里程碑或者是必经仪式。例如 ,Getting one's own driver's license is a rite of passage for many American teenagers. 考到驾照对许多美国青少年而言是重要的人生里程碑。或者是 closing the first deal independently is a rite of passage for a sales rep. 独立做成一笔生意对一位业务代表而言是重要的阶段目标。继续我们看的是 fulfill 这个动词。fulfill 是指实现、满足或者是达到。例如 the newly elected governor promised to fulfill his commitment to reduce the crime rate. 这位新任州长允诺将实现他对降低犯罪率的承诺。或者是 Sean has been trying to fulfill his parents' expectations. Sean 一直试着要满足父母的期待。他的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 fulfillment。例如 Natalie finds great fulfillment in helping others. Natalie 从帮助他人中得到极大的满足感。
Hello everybody! Well, here we are, ready to talk about Formosa 900.And if, Gabe, if I remember correctly,
yesterday
you mentioned that you might be interested in participating in this bike ride.
Yeah, well, you know, after I just read about it again, I thought maybe actually this is something I need to train for as well. Because I think I said something like I want to do something more relaxing like the Formosa 900.
Yeah, this is a 9-day bike ride.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very relaxing.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of curious about your thoughts.
Yeah, well, friends, now you know, and now I know. Now, Rebecca, after reading about the Formosa 900, I still think that I would prefer to do the Formosa 900 and not the King of the Mountain Challenge.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for clarifying. Well, we read the very big top of our lesson, Formosa 900. Not too long ago, only those who were extremely courageous and strong attempted a round the island bike tour. Today, biking around the island is a rite of passage for any true cyclist. And of course, you see this phrase, rite of passage. What is a rite of passage? That's just a ceremony. It's or an informal activity that marks a very important stage or an occasion in a person's life, especially becoming an adult.
That's right. This kind of reminds me of that lesson we had about land diving several months ago. These people will get on top of a platform and dive off to the ground with only vines attached to their feet. And they considered this a rite of passage that's going from boyhood to manhood. Someone becomes a man after they have successfully done some land diving. So there are many different ways that different countries have different rites of passage, right? And if you want to go from being a not just a regular cyclist to being a professional, someone that other people respect, you might consider this a rite of passage, the Formosa 900.
Exactly. Well, we continue. It has become a goal of many regular folk too. It has become a goal. That just means around the island bike tour has become a goal for many regular folk. Now, let's take a look at these words, regular folk, that you see on the screen. That's actually just referring to, like, normal people, the common person. You, me, any normal person that's not considered, like, this really athletic biker.
That's right. So you don't need to become a professional. You can just be a regular person, right? It has become the goal of many regular folk, regular people like you and me, to bike around the island of Taiwan. We read on here, the Formosa 900, a nine-day ride with international teams, fulfills the dreams of many to bike around the island. The event started after Giant, the well-known Taiwan-based bike manufacturer, took its global managers on a round-the-island bike tour. And besides emphasizing fitness and team building, the tour also allows one to see Taiwanese culture up close and personal. Mm-hmm. So this is what I like about this Formosa 900, is that there is a lot of team building involved.
Now let's take a look at those words, team building. When you do team building activities, that means that you're doing different activities to strengthen the team and to build community, to build unity among each of the individual team players.
And so you could have team building exercises, or like Rebecca said, team building activities, right? That's where you intentionally get together. Maybe someone plans these different activities for the purpose of building the team and having or creating unity on the team. But we read here, the tour also allows one to see Taiwanese culture up close and personal. What does that mean, up close and personal?
I'm glad you asked. If you get to see the culture up close and personal, that just means you get a very close look at the culture. You get to experience it firsthand. Like we're really close right now.
That's right. We get to talk to each other up close and personal.
And personal, that's right. And if you go on this bike ride, you get to experience the Taiwanese culture
up close and personal. Well, are there certain manners that you should think about when you're on a bike ride?
Ooh.
Like things that you should be careful to do or not to do?
Good question. Let's learn more about this in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Sometimes when we're in public, there are certain behaviors that are expected of us, behaviors that help keep society running smoothly. They're kind of unspoken rules that we call etiquette.
One example is bike etiquette. At its core, it means being mindful of others who share the road with you, including pedestrians, motorists, and other bikers.
Bike etiquette is similar to driving etiquette. So whether you are biking in a park or on the street, get familiar with the etiquette, just as you would if you were driving a car.
Like, look before making a turn, and always keep to the right, allowing others to pass.
Also, while you're riding a bike, don't ever suddenly stop in the middle of the path, especially if you need to look at your phone.
If you absolutely must stop, pull off the path completely. That's the polite thing to do.
And if you ride with a friend, you should ride in a single file, not side by side, so others can pass you easily.
And finally, a word for parents. Etiquette is something that needs to be learned. Teaching your kids bike etiquette is a great way to prepare them for driving a scooter or a car. So, start early.
我们今天不妨来学一些 bike etiquette, 骑脚踏车的礼仪。当我们骑车时一定要注意周遭的用路人包括行人车辆以及其他的脚踏车。骑脚踏车最基本的礼仪就是 always keep to the right, 要靠右边骑。靠右不只可以避免跟对方的来车相撞也能方便让别人超车。另外如果你跟朋友一起骑车要记得不要并排骑而是要Ride in a single file, 前后骑就像排队一样。若是想要停车,千万不要直接停在路当中,因为那样的话,很可能会被后面的人撞上。我们应该 pull off the path completely, 先靠边再停下来。父母亲如果能够教导小孩 bike etiquette, 他们以后长大,骑机车或开车就已经懂得要注意行车安全了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次见专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, we just finished talking about Formosa 900. That is a 9-day bike ride, and it's definitely...A great opportunity to develop team building skills. This just might be a bike ride you might want to consider if you enjoy biking and you can get up close and personal with the Taiwanese culture. Well, anyway, we have another bike ride to learn about, so let's continue with our next reading.
Taiwan Cycling Festival. Sun Moon Lake Come Bike Day. The path around Sun Moon Lake ranks as one of the world's top 10 scenic bike rides. The Come Bike Day event has organized routes of varying length and difficulty, making it perfect for friends and the entire family.The events of the Taiwan Cycling Festival are a fantastic opportunity to experience the local culture and beauty of the island. Join a ride and reap the benefits of cycling.
All right, 接下来我们看 scenic 这个形容词。Scenic 是指风景优美的，注意它第一个母音 e 是发长音的 e， 第二个母音 i 是发短音的 i， 所以念成 scenic。例如 ，Highway 101 is one of the most scenic freeways in the U.S. 101高速公路是美国风景最优美的高速公路之一，或者是 The Hotel by the Lake is famous for its scenic surroundings。这个湖畔旅馆以周遭美丽的风景而著称，它的名词是 scenery。S-C-E-N-E-R-Y 意思是景色是一个不可数名词例如 The beautiful scenery in the valley 就是指山谷中美丽的风景最后我们看的是 reap 这个动词 reap 是指收获或获得例如 Warren reaped the harvest of his hard work and got promoted to general manager Warren 辛苦工作终于有了收成他被晋升为公司的总经理或者是 You'll soon reap the benefits of regular exercise 您很快就会感受到规律运动带来的好处 reap 也指收割农作物。例如 the farmer hired extra help to reap his corn. 这位农夫雇了帮手帮他收割玉米。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this next bike race is called Sun, Moon, Lake, Come Bike Day. We read the path around Sun, Moon, Lake ranks as one of the world's top 10 scenic bike rides. Now, there's a few things we're going to talk about in this sentence, starting with rank. Well, if you rank something, this just means that something is put in a position either higher or lower than something else.
That's right. And if you go to a competition or you see a competition mm-hmm. of some kind, of course, there are going to be judges there and they're going to rank the players or the contestants. They're going to rank them from best to worst, right? Mm-hmm. And here in our lesson, we read about this path around Sun Moon Lake. And I did not know this. I did not know that it was ranked as one of the world's top 10 scenic bike rides. This makes me wonder.
Well, this might be the bike ride that you're looking for.
What do you mean about that?
Well, because you're looking for something a little bit more relaxing,
yes.
not too strenuous, not too stressful.
Are you saying this is not a challenge at all, and so therefore it's suitable for me?
Maybe. I mean, it might be a challenge for you. Who knows?
Who knows? Very funny, Rebecca.
Right. But we do know that this path around Sun Moon Lake ranks as one of the world's top 10 scenic bike rides. Now, let's take a look at those words, top 10. What is a top 10? That just means that, you know, there are a lot of different bike paths, right, around the world. But there are 10 that are the best. We would consider those the top 10.
That's right. And you might have a top 10 list of different things, right? The top 10 movies. What are your favorite 10 movies? What are your top 10? Or maybe it's not 10. Maybe you want to go fewer, right? Or more. You could talk about the top 5 or the top 20. But we continue here learning about this Come Bike Day event. We read here, it has organized routes of varying length and difficulty, making it perfect for friends and the entire family. Rebecca, nothing is perfect.
Well, of course nothing is perfect. But this just means making something perfect for that it's exactly right for something. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's not perfect, but it's exactly right for this particular occasion.
Okay, so maybe you want to go on a picnic. Well, is the weather suitable for a picnic? Well, it's great weather. You could say the weather is perfect for a picnic, or it's perfect for a hike. Let's get outside and do something. So friends, think of other ways to use this phrase, because there are many ways to use this phrase. Something is perfect for something else.
And I definitely love picnics, especially when the weather is good, and I do like bike rides as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we read the events of the Taiwan Cycling Festival are a fantastic opportunity to experience the local culture and beauty of the island. So perhaps you're looking for an adventure, but nothing too strenuous. You may be interested in checking this bike ride out.
Yeah, I think that is the one that I should check out, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
The Sun Moon Lake one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, no matter what you do, friends, whether you go for the challenging bike ride or the more relaxing one, you can reap the benefits of your ride. You can reap the benefits of cycling, as our lesson mentions. But what does it mean to reap the benefits?
It's a great phrase for you to know, so I'm glad you asked, Gabe.
Yeah.
If you reap the benefits of something, that just means that you get something good as a result of your own action.
So perhaps you are a student and you have studied a lot this semester. After every class, you go home and review your notes. Well, by the time the test comes around, you're doing a great job. You're reaping the benefits of studying on a regular basis.
Exactly. So you can use this phrase when talking about studying English. And, of course, you can use this phrase when talking about biking. And right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with
a review skit.
Joy.
Hey!
The Taiwan Cycling Festival is here and I am ready to ride.
When does that happen?
During the fall. During September, October, and November, the Cycling Festival provides ample opportunity to bike.
Wow!
Expect beautiful fall weather and magnificent scenery. What better way to see Taiwan? Come join us.
Well, I do like biking, but I'm just starting out.
No worries. The festival's activities satisfy every level, from beginner to professional.
Oh, well, tell me more.
Taichung kicks off the festival with a wide range of biking events. There will be various rides and family activities.
That sounds like fun.
Besides that, vendors display new products and offer great bargains.
Oh, I like great bargains.
Yes, there is something for everyone. The Taiwan King of the Mountain Challenge draws professional cyclists from around the world.
That sounds challenging.
It is. It begins on the coast near Hualien and cuts through Taroko Gorge.
That sounds scenic.
From there, the cyclists climb to the peak of Taiwan's highest passable road.
That sounds strenuous.
And amazing. Another biking option is the Formosa 900. It's the Round the Island bike tour.
Only those who are extremely courageous and strong attempt to bike around the island.
That was true not too long ago. But today, it's a rite of passage for any true cyclist.
Cyclists like challenges.
Actually, riding around the island has become a goal of many regular folk, too.
Regular folk? Like me?
Yes, maybe, but maybe not right now.
Oh?
You should do some shorter rides first.
Maybe to the park and back.
Yeah, that's a start.
Maybe you should get a bike, too.
So, Gabe, what is the longest bike ride that you've ever gone on?
You know, I think it's the one I did earlier this year with my brother.
Ah.
From Ilan County, like, I guess, Hualien County, down to Kending.
Was that pretty strenuous?
I thought it was because I hadn't trained very well beforehand. Have you been on any strenuous biking outings?
Yes, I actually did a bike ride a couple years ago that was quite strenuous, but very rewarding.
Yeah.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.